and make sure it's recording. Oh, there's a light that come. I never noticed that.
There's a light when you press record?
There's a light. I never noticed that there was a light.
Adam Burns.
Daniel Brewer.
Last Night on the Cruise. What is the theme song?
It is. Da-da-ba-ba-ba.
No, it's not. It's the last night of the cruise.
I see trees of green. Red roses too.
You know, gotta do
it. Yeah, okay.
What? What are you looking at me
I'll
like
let
that?
You do that. I'll let you do that.
Now here's a cruise update for you.
All right, day seven.
I saw the cruise director tonight.
Chris?
Yeah, Chris.
Did he play Easy Lover?
No. No, they played a different song.
I doubt it.
No, I'm not. They played a different song, the band. They also played a jazz tune.
Yeah.
At the beginning, and I don't remember which jazz tune it was. Well, my brain is getting smaller as we speak, but
it's always fun. That's such a good anecdote.
It was good though, and the drummer played a fantastic solo.
Yeah, that is such a great anecdote for an audio podcast. That's great. They played a song, but I don't remember.
They played a song. I don't know the name. I mean. It was good though, and comedy was good.
So what do we? All we really talked about yesterday was our chef's table, but then yesterday was a sea day, and we didn't really do a lot of stuff at sea.
We met the homos.
We met the homos, and we circled back around to the previous homos that we had met. So at one point last night, we were in the wine bar with Ronnie and Donnie and Mike and Mike and Joshua and Alex.
Mike and Mike were new.
Mike and Mike are new, but
because they didn't join the meetups,
right?
Although you may have seen them in the concierge lounge.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Yes. They're older gentlemen. They were super nice. They're a part of this organization that I've never heard of before called Primetimers.
Sure.
And there's a chapter in St. Pete in Tampa that we're looking into because it's not just old. It's a way for gay couples to meet other gay couples. It's not like a hookup app kind of a thing. You know, a social. They do.
So if you're not looking for a threesome a swinger situation, right.
It's a nationwide club of gay men. It's a gay social club and they do dinners and they do bowling and stuff like that. It's just a social club.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're looking that up. But anyway, super nice guys.
There probably is not one of those in Northwest Arkansas. There is some gay group, and I keep telling Mark we need to look into it.
Yeah.
But we haven't yet.
Okay, so we talked about chef tables last night. Then today, our last day, we docked in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah,
you wouldn't know it this morning because it was so foggy outside. We had could have been going anywhere.
I mean, that's typical though. I mean, we are in the Northwest,
the Pacific Northwest. We docked. Yeah. The Canadian customs people took freaking forever. So it took us a long time to get off the ship. But once we were off the ship,
yes,
we went, don't look at me like that. You're looking at me like I'm complaining. You were the one this morning that's like, what if we can't get off the ship and the cruise leaves?
No, I wasn't.
They're going to leave us. We're going to take our tour.
That was not a complaint. I said, you said.
How come when you talk about your concerns about things, it's not a complaint, but when I talk about my concerns for things, suddenly it's a complaint?
There's a difference. I was not complaining at all.
Yeah.
I was saying I'm not certain what we should do because the normal time for gangway was 11:45. There was nothing going wrong. The normal correct time was 11:45.
Our tour was
11:30.
Our tour was 11:45. It said meet up at 11:30.
Yeah, but it said meet up on the pier at 11:30, which is impossible.
Okay.
If your gangway time is 11:45. So what I said, I wasn't complaining. I said, you at breakfast.
Yes.
Said, you know what? They're not going to leave without us. Let's just get off the ship at 11:45 and go on our merry way and we'll be fine. I said, you know, Daniel, I would like to check with someone and see what we're supposed to do because I bet there's something that we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
That was not a complaint. I just wanted to know what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
And indeed, there was something we were supposed to do. We were supposed to meet with the excursion team in the Royal Theater.
Where we sat in the Royal Theater for an hour. And I
but they did let us off before anyone else.
I was kicking. No, that's the concierge folks last week. We should have waited with the concierge folks because they got off first. That was my bad. But yeah, I'm kicking myself. I didn't take my earbuds with me to sit there and wait for an hour. If I had my earbuds, then it would have been fine to wait for the hour. But I just had to sit there and stare at the wall for an hour.
I've never minded waiting. Like, it's not a big deal to me.
I hate waiting. Anyway, so we got. Regardless.
Mark also hates waiting.
Okay, well, good. Mark has taste. We got
off. I'm a very patient person.
We got, I know you've been my co-host for 15 years. We got off the ship. We went through customs, which was nothing. Just basically like, oh, good day. And then we got on our bus.
It was interesting, though. The reason that we were late mm-hmm. is because Canada decided they wanted to look at every single passenger's documentation.
Yes.
Which apparently they don't normally do.
They normally spot check.
And even the crew was like, we are so sorry, guys. They have never done this before. We have no clue what's going on.
And it's stupid because it's just an app on your phone. Yeah. You have a QR code. They didn't even scan the QR code. No. They just looked at it and went, okay, yeah. Like, what? Do you have a QR memory? You have a QR implant in your
that's
eye?
Adam. Yeah, okay. That's.
So we got on the bus where we met our bus driver. What's his name?
Bruce.
Okay, Bruce on bus C-19.
I wonder if his wife is Sheila.
We know that it's Bruce in C-19 because he repeated that numerous times.
He said, I got some good news for you.
Oh, don't. We don't.
My name is Bruce.
Oh, I'm not going to have nightmares.
You're gonna go, we're leaving. We're on bus C-19. He said, the bad news is...
My name is Bruce,
and you need to be on bus C-19 when we leave Butchert Gardens.
That's right. So we went to Butchert Gardens, which we don't know.
I think it's Bouchard.
But he said Butchert.
I mean, he has lived in the Victoria area for 49 years.
Okay. Bruce honestly should have a fucking podcast because he loves to hear himself talk. He absolutely just chitter-chat.
Well, that's why you need to be a tour bus driver when you retire.
I should. Well, I'm driving the boat.
Oh, that's true.
I'm going to do the boat at Disney. Here's the thing. So we go to Butchert Garden, and I'm choosing to say it the way that Bruce said it because he's lived here for 49 years on bus C-19. And
my grandparents lived in Pacific Northwest for 90 some odd years before they died.
Yeah.
And they always said Bouchard. Well, they had been there a million times. So
what do they know?
I don't know.
So we go to Butchert Gardens and gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. I don't know what I was expecting, but it was really, really pretty. It was very, very pretty. They had a sunken garden. They had a Japanese garden. They had an Italian garden. They had a rose garden, but they weren't in bloom yet.
Which was your favorite garden?
I think the sunken garden was my favorite.
Yeah, that's my favorite as well.
It's an old quarry that that they turned into these, this family turned into, it's still family controlled, it's still family run.
I think I'm amazed most mm-hmm. by the grass. The grass is so nice there and green and lush. Mm-hmm. And normal folks in their yards cannot get their grass to look like that.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you noticed it, but we saw no less than 19 gardeners today working on the garden.
Well, yeah,
he said
they have 50 gardeners or something. So.
So it's easy to be nice when you have that many gardeners.
Yeah.
So it was really fun. Again, this is a similar tour to the last tour that we took. My only complaint is we did the sunken garden and then we were, we only have an hour left.
There were five gardens and we spent half our time on the first one.
Yeah, I could have spent more time at Butchert Gardens.
Does everyone, when they're at a gardens and they have their camera, is the default photo to take as a close-up of any flower? Because everyone was going up right up to the flower, buds.
So
and like, I was too. I know. That's what I'm saying. Is that the default photo? Sure.
Yeah, because your distance ones is really hard to do unless you bring them in the Lightroom and do some lighting on them and stuff. But I feel like I got some good shots there. I got a bee. Did you see my shot of the bee?
Yeah, you showed me.
Yeah, I put it on Twitter. Mm. It was really nice. It's out of all those shots of the bee, I got one that was in focus. I got one that...
None of my photos will probably ever see the light of day because they're on a camera, which means I need to pull them into something and then do something and then put them on a something.
They will never, ever see the light of day.
I've looked at all of them.
Oh, on the little view screen on the camera. Well, there you go. So you've enjoyed them.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And that was what we did today. And then we came back to the ship. I never do this. I took a nap.
I didn't. I called American Airlines. Well,
yeah.
No, you know what? American Airlines called me back.
Yes. Oh, and they said,
you know what? I want to tell you something about this American Airlines recently.
Please.
I don't know if it's COVID, because we're blaming COVID on everything right now.
Yeah.
Staffing shortages and all, you know?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
So the first time I called them, they said, and this was true a couple of weeks ago when I called to change my flight. It said, the wait time is between 2 hours and 57 minutes and 3 hours and something. Would you like us to call you back? And so I said, yes, please call me back.
Absolutely.
We got through our entire Bouchard Gardens tour.
Butchered.
Got back to the ship.
Yes.
And then immediately, when we got back on the ship, actually that was them calling, but they called a second time. So that was good.
Nice. And you got your first class seat.
But in between, yeah, I got my first class seat. But in between,
yeah.
I thought, well, I'm going to call them because I'm just sitting in my room now. Mm-hmm. The wait time, 8 hours and 30 minutes. They're like, we will call you within 8 hours and 30 minutes and hours and 25. Or so I was like, 8 hours? Who's going to sit on a phone for 8 hours? Like, my flight could be within eight. Anyway.
So we got back. I took a nap. And then we went to the concierge lounge. You met us there at the concierge lounge. We had our final drinks with Grizz, our waiter there, who brought us our drinks. And
the pigs in a blanket were great.
I think they were sausages, but okay.
Sausage rolls, whatever. Same thing. A sausage roll is a pig in a blanket.
Yeah,
is
but
it
when
not?
when you're in the concierge lounge, they're called sausage rolls. Yeah. I like the boysen chew. What were they called?
It's the little you know what? I never know how to pronounce it, but it's that boursin.
Yeah, boursin chew. Yeah,
it's the garlicky cheese they sell at the store.
And then Zach and I went to the Coastal Kitchen, which is the concierge restaurant, where we had a lovely meal. If anything, I was just full. So it's like I couldn't finish all of my food because I was just full. But it was delicious. And then you went back to Jamie's Italian for a second time.
Yeah, Jamie's was my favorite restaurant. Other than, I think the chef's table was my best overall experience.
Yeah, why didn't you go back to that?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I could. But Jamie's was my favorite of the specialty restaurants. I enjoyed the food the most. And the service was really good, I felt.
Yeah, Nora.
I couldn't remember her name. She was working, but I couldn't remember her name. So I couldn't say, hey, could you sit me at a table with Gina, yeah, or whatever her name is, because I didn't remember her name.
Nora, Laura.
And so Nora. They sat me with a perfectly nice Romanian guy. Mm-hmm. It just was just slow and not quite as attentive, and he was paying more attention to his other tables. Mm-hmm. It didn't just have one person watching YouTube.
And you said the food wasn't.
And I picked things that we did not have.
Yes.
The first time, I should have stuck with what because I enjoyed this. I did not enjoy.
Clearly, we had the best stuff the first time.
Clearly, we did. And so I was watching Gina wait on people and longingly, like wishing she was my waitress.
Yes.
Interestingly, though, the waiter did say something. He said he was talking about, you should be okay being alone, because I was sitting there by myself and all. He's like, I learned that when I broke up with my. And he paused for a long time.
A pause?
And then he said, X.
Yeah.
But there was a pause, like he was trying to determine,
do I tell
what
him?
He should say. Do I come out to him right now?
Do I tell him?
And I don't know if he was, he didn't look gay to me or seem gay to me, but yes. But why did he pause? I mean, normally someone would just say, my girlfriend.
You should ask
or
him.
Whatever. He paused and then chose the word X, mm-hmm. which is genderless.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, gender neutral.
So he may be gay.
Possibly.
In the closet.
Or maybe it's Pride Month and he's an ally. I don't know. So you didn't have a great... And then Zach and I went down to... After dinner, we went down to hear Jane... What's her last name? What's her actual last name, Zach? Oh, Zach's asleep. It's listed in the program.
They Anastasio.
They got her name wrong in the Anastasio,
I think.
It's Jane with a Y, Anastasio.
Yeah.
She's a pianist. I've seen her several nights now. I've gone down there. She's absolutely freaking amazing. I love her voice. I love her, the way she arranges the songs that she does. Tonight, she played an original song right before we left that was so good.
You were weeping.
I wasn't
into
weeping.
Your,
I wasn't weeping. But I went over and I went over and asked
you were eating,
because we were trying to Google her and we couldn't find her anywhere. And so I'm like, after her set, I was like, are you not on the internet? We can't find you. And she's like, no, they got my name wrong. And so she wrote it down for us. She has a YouTube channel. So anyway, she was great. So we listened to that. Ronnie and Donnie and Mike came by. One of the Mikes mm-hmm. came by and hung out with us for a little while we did that. You went and saw the comedy show.
Yes.
And then came back and so we saw you before the comedy show. You swung by, and then you swung by after the comedy show. And then after that, we came up here to record.
Yeah.
And this is it.
This is it. Like, you know, everyone's a little sad on the last day of a cruise. You know, it's like, yeah. Oh, the cruise is coming to an end. Because really, on literally on a cruise, mm-hmm. you never want for food. Yeah. You never want for entertainment. There's always something going on. There's, you know, all of that. So, and then you're going home to like mundane city.
But can I make a confession?
Sure.
I'm kind of ready.
No, I think I am, but I think it's more because like Mark's normally with me.
I miss my cat. I miss my cat. I miss my internet. I miss my big computer monitors. I miss
your routine.
I miss my routine. I enjoy my job. So it's like I miss my job. I'm ready to get back. I'm ready to get back and get back into real life.
I enjoy my paycheck.
Enjoyed the cruise. Don't get me wrong.
No, I had a good time.
Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the cruise, but I'm ready. I'm ready to go back.
The cruise was great. The company was, you know, good.
Was great. Oh, fine. Whatever. So tomorrow night we are going to be in Seattle. We're going to go to dinner with definitely Mike. We don't know if Kyle's going to join us or not. He might. He might not. But we're going to go to dinner with Mike and Kyle tomorrow night from Gayish.
Yes.
And then we're flying home at different times. On Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to do another Level 13 update. We are recording Mix Minus tomorrow at the hotel, I think.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, we're not going to live stream, but we're going to record Mix Minus.
Cyclone did send us the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to do it.
So he said the show was good last week.
Oh, good. So we're going to, we'll have mic stand, so you won't get this crap. This is mic cord crap. And I guess that's it. Any final thoughts for Level 13 folks on the, I mean, we'll talk about it on Mix, you know, on the mix.
Look, but, I hope you all enjoyed it. And what I would like to say as my final thoughts is, mm-hmm. I would really like to update you guys on the comedian.
Yes.
And also,
we were going to talk about that on Mix Minus.
The comedian. Oh, you're not getting the joke. Never mind. No, I have no final words.
Uh-huh.
It was a great trip.
Well, here's what
I hope you enjoyed the recap.
Well, here's what I'd like to say, Adam, to mm-hmm. the folks that are still listening. Like everybody else in Alaska, we work off tips, and you know, don't feel required to give us a tip. But you know, if you enjoyed these weekly, these daily updates and everything, we'll be standing at the end of the bus as you exit. And
also for the cruise ship folks, there's a survey that you're going to receive in about a week.
That's right.
And 10 stars
That's
is
right.
the best.
That's right.
We, That's you right. know, hope that you give us 10 stars.
That's right. We're going to give you some stars. We're certainly glad that you enjoyed these updates. If you did, remember that I'm Daniel. He's Adam. We do a weekly show called Mix Minus. If you don't enjoy this, my name's Baron Frosty. His name is
Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. And we do a weekly show called Next Blime.
Baron, is that tattoo yours?
No.
Or is that somebody else?
Oh, my God. The Liza tattoo. Well, all right. No, wait, stop. We'll talk about this on Mix Minus. I'm going to write this down. We'll talk about Baron's Liza tattoo. I think that's it.
Good night, everyone.
Say good night, Adam.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Adam. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.